from a certain point of view.
Hello, everyone. Happy May 4th. This is Star Wars Day. I am Adam, and we have a special bonus episode for you today of the From a Certain Point of View podcast. This episode is all about you guys. You know that we've been hitting social media pretty hard the last 10 days or so. We've been asking you, what does Star Wars mean to you? Why is this day special? Why do we have to set aside one day to celebrate a series of movies? Obviously, it's because it means something to us. We wouldn't be doing this stuff. We wouldn't have a podcast if Star Wars didn't mean something more than just being a movie. So we wanted to turn this show over to you guys. We wanted you to tell us why Star Wars means something more than just being a film. And so this is your chance. I'm going to turn this over to Josh real quick. Josh wanted to weigh in on this as well. And then I want to weigh in too, but I'm going to save that for a little bit later. But the rest of the show is you guys telling us why you love Star Wars, what it means to you. And I am super excited to get going into this. And so I'm actually, at this point, I'm just going to turn it over to Josh. And Josh can tell us why Star Wars means something to him.
What does Star Wars mean to me? Well, Star Wars means so many different things to me that it's hard to answer that question. One thing I know is that Star Wars is way more than just a movie or a set of movies to me. And I know that's true for a lot of people when people say that it's just a movie, because I think it's more than that. I think Star Wars reminds me of so many different things, and I have so many good memories involving Star Wars. I think back to when I was a kid and when I first watched Star Wars, and it just captured my imagination. I fell in love with the mythology of the Force. I fell in love with the characters, the hero's journey, and all of those things have continued into adulthood. And I think Star Wars to me also means family and friendship. Not only are these themes present in the films themselves, but in my own life, I've watched these films with friends and with family, and it's brought a whole friendship group of mine together, and watching all the Star Wars movies and seeing them in the theaters with family. I would always go and see the Star Wars movies with my mom and with my uncle and other people. So I think it's just such a way of connecting, and it can really also, be just this light in your life, this escape from the real world, because sometimes the world can be tough. We can go through things like loss and pandemics and, whatever the case may be, but Star Wars can help get us out of it. And Star Wars has always been that escape to me that I always want to keep escaping to the Star Wars galaxy. I hardly ever get tired of Star Wars. It's something that is always present in my life. And again, it just means more to me than just a movie. I love Star Wars.
And now it's your turn. I'm going to turn it over first to Alberto from the Radio Rebellion podcast.
Hi, Josh and Adam. This is Alberto from Radio Rebellion podcast. What does Star Wars mean to me? It might be cliche, but hope. For me, Luke's story and the Twin Sons of Tatooine exemplify the story of Star Wars. Hope that each day will be better than the last. Hope in not giving up on your dreams, no matter how impossible they might seem. Hope that those you care about will come to your aid when in need, and you theirs. And hope that when faced with opposing choices, you will choose correctly. It might be in a galaxy far, far away, but those themes are earthly and human. Keep up the good work, and may the Force be with you.
Thank you, Alberto. That is wonderful. I'm going to take a moment and read one here from our good friend Cam Ray. He sent one to us via Twitter. Cam says, "From the time I can remember anything, Star Wars has been a part of my life. Being born between A New Hope and The Empire Strikes Back, I couldn't have escaped Star Wars and its influence, even if I wanted to. I can think of countless stories of watching the films, playing with the toys, dressing up as characters, and later learning to appreciate the creativity and innovation that went into building this galaxy far, far away. Through the lenses of all these memories, I believe Star Wars boils down to family, fun, and a hope for our future. Ultimately, Star Wars is fun. It is fiction, so it shouldn't be taken too seriously. It is an exhilarating adventure, filled with heroes, villains, memorable characters, and just a huge dose of exciting fun. I find myself smiling just thinking about it. A huge part of Star Wars for me is that it is family. It's about family, it's for families, and it helps build families. All the fun I experienced growing up with Star Wars has now come around full circle as I get to be a part of my kids' experiences with it. They have just as much fun as I did when I was their ages, and I think I'm having even more fun now enjoying Star Wars as a big kid. Nothing can match sharing something as special as Star Wars with your own kids. I also have found a family of friends through Star Wars, both in the physical and online world. It's pretty awesome how you can immediately bond with and form friendships with people you've never met simply by knowing they are a Star Wars fan. There is something extra special about Star Wars friends. The main theme of Star Wars is hope. The stories help us dream of who we can become, the difference we can make in our world, and the legacy we can leave for those who come after us. My hope is that Star Wars will reach far, far away into the future, touching many more lives than it already has. And Cam, that's just beautiful. I love it. One thing you mentioned there was Star Wars friends, and that's a pretty good transition to our next voicemail, and that is going to be from Chris from the Star Wars Friends Show.
Hey, what's happening from a certain point of view podcast? This is Christopher calling from Star Wars Friends, and I just want to say I love this question. What does Star Wars mean to you? It means a lot to me, but ultimately it means community. It's just such an incredible gift that we've been given, and it makes me feel like a kid sometimes. It allows me to use my imagination, but ultimately it allows me to connect with people all over the world that share a mutual love for Star Wars. And that's why I created the Star Wars Friends podcast. I mean, it's ultimately in our name. And, you know, it's also fascinating to see other people's points of view. So I really am excited to see what other people say. I think that you guys do great work, and may the Force be with you.
Thank you so much, Chris. We're so glad to be Star Wars friends with you guys. Next up, we have Megan Rickards, who is the author of the From an Autistic Point of View blog. Megan reached out to us on Twitter, and she wrote this. What does Star Wars mean to me? That is an excellent question. To me, Star Wars means connection and community, if I'm being perfectly honest. It was the first time I felt any sort of acceptance for loving a particular series and franchise overall. Prior to Star Wars, I was into pop culture, but not the same type everyone around me was into. I never had anyone to talk to about the shows and movies I liked, as they were all seen as too immature for people my age at the time, when I was 13 to 16. While I did basically grow up at Disneyland, and Star Wars was one of my favorite rides at the time, I obviously had no idea just how much an impact it would have on me overall. If not for a friend introducing me to the franchise about 8 years ago or so, I honestly wonder where my life would be. While I might have discovered it on my own years later, I obviously can't be certain. What I am certain about is what Star Wars means to me. Community and connection. All the people I have talked to and friends I've made along the way who have seen me at my best and worst and stuck with me through it all, they mean more to me than I can ever thank them for. Even with this virus going around, I really hope to be able to meet them in August at Celebration. Megan, that was awesome. Thank you for sending that in. We hope we get to meet all of you one day as well. Up next, we have a voicemail from another of our very good friends, Rural Farm Boy. He sent us in one with some pretty awesome background music. I can't wait to share this one with y'all.
Howdy, Josh and Adam. It's Anthony, Rural Farm Boy, with my thoughts on what Star Wars means to me. For me, it started as a it's been a couple different things it's meant to me. It started as me being that naive 10-year-old, used to be a farm boy, didn't have any friends, lived nearby that had any interest in what I did. And when I got to go see the very first Star Wars, yeah, that story, that just in a sort of kind of way, yeah, I had made a few other different friends but didn't have an interest, so that was my kind of friends to me. And then later on, and I'm not going to say when I grew up, because I ain't never really all growed all the way up, and I hope most of us don't never. We do what we need to as being old, growed up folks, but the Star Wars always brings, keeps that kid in us. Every kind of story does. Later on, I found a way to feel like I was part of that galaxy far, far away. Getting to be included in a few years of being part of the 501st Legion, trooping as a stormtrooper. And making friends that way and kind of finding a way into that galaxy far, far away. And then after that was being part of, in the greater Western Pennsylvania area, was a group of fans got together through the old force.net message boards and was part of that for a time. But then later on, up to here and now, what Star Wars means to me is about my friends. And I'm meaning the friends that we've made and continue to make, and this, our Star Wars family keeps getting bigger because of social media and things like, I say, the Twitterverse. I didn't want anything to ever do with that, any kind of social media, but being a listener of Star Wars podcast, and like what yins do, you may be a newer show, but Star Wars podcasters would made me change my mind to go get in Twitterverse, because I could listen to so many shows for so many years, coming up on 10 years of listening to so many different shows. Some's come, some's gone. And then new ones come, just like yours. And it's because all them folks that I listen to every day or a week that just talking back at me, I kind of get to know folks, just say who they are. Well, I wanted to be friends with them. Well, here we are. Because of the Twitterverse. And that's what Star Wars means to me now. It's not just the stories. It's all of us getting together and talking about them, all the things we like about them, maybe some of the things we don't. But that's what Star Wars means to me. It's even bigger than just the stories. It's about our Star Wars family. So happy May the 4th be with you, fellas. And I'll see you next in my playlist on my radio. May the 4th be with you.
Wow. Rural Farm Boy Anthony, come on. That was incredible. Thank you so much. We are so proud to have you out there listening, calling us a friend. We're so proud to call you a friend as well. Up next, we got an email from Bob's Adventures, Vlogs, and More. And Bob said, what Star Wars means to me is wonder and adventure, and full of high-speed action and amazing characters. And I'll tell you what, if something can sum up Star Wars in one sentence, I think that was it. Next, we got a voicemail from our friend and fellow Pittsburgher, J.G. Kars. I'm going to turn it over to you, J.G. Take it away.
Hey guys, it's J.G. Kars here from Blue Saber, and yeah, Star Wars means a lot to me, actually. Star Wars, it represents messages of hope, redemption, grace, second chances, and ultimately light defeating darkness. These are important messages that we need, especially in today, in these times that we're living in. It really shows that even though we are in this very dark, unprecedented, scary time, there is going to be an end to it. There will be good that comes out of this. And unfortunately, right now, there is a lot of unknown and a lot of scary. But just like in Star Wars, when it looked like that the Rebel Alliance was defeated and there was no hope, out of nowhere, the Rebels were able to rise up. And I think that's an important message that I take with me in my life, and I think we should all take in our life. And that's why it means so much to me.
JG, you are absolutely right. That is a beautiful message for this time we're in right now. Thank you so much for sending that in. Up next, we have a 1-2 combo from the Pizza and Parsecs crew. Dave and Liv sent in a voicemail and an email. And I gotta be honest, Dave, I'm sorry, but I have to read the whole email, and I'm gonna have to throw you under the bus just a little bit. So hopefully it's not too bad, but you'll all see what I mean in just a minute.
Hey guys, Dave here from Pizza and Parsecs. Star Wars is a franchise that holds a lot of personal weight for me. Movies were one of the ways I would connect with my father as a kid, and these included your Bond flicks, Indiana Jones, Trek, but Star Wars was probably the biggest one. And as I got older, this developed into something even deeper that spoke to me in a big way. It became a franchise that I didn't just watch. It became an experience. You know, Star Wars is something that you experience. It's elevated storytelling with emotional beats that really hit you in a profound way. And I love to describe the storytelling as symphonic, composing of different sections that, for the most part, synchronize beautifully together. It's amazing. And that doesn't just apply to movies and TV, but also the books and comics and canon and legends alike. It has a way of resonating with you, and I love it all. Happy Star Wars Day, guys, and may the 4th be with you.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Not long after Dave sent in his voicemail, we got a separate email, and like I said before, I gotta read the whole thing, so here we go. The email says, Dave left a voicemail, but failed to mention the most important part about Star Wars, the community. Rookie move there, Dave. Luckily, Liv, the talent, and better half of the pod, it says that in the email, I promise y'all, did us a solid and mentioned it in her take below, so here's Liv's take. Star Wars means community and memories to me. It's a place to be yourself and make instant connections because of the common ground it has built. It's also wonderful to walk down memory lane. I think just about everyone can remember the first movie they saw, the first time they dressed up as their favorite character for Halloween, and the first time they got together with their friends to go to a midnight release. And Liv, that is so totally true. And I absolutely remember all of my first times on those. Thank you, guys. Both Dave and Liv, you both are equal talent, in my opinion. You guys do great work. Thank you so much. Well, sadly, that just leaves us with one final message to play, and that happens to be mine. And I wanted to use this time to say that Star Wars reminds me that we can always do more together than we can apart. And I know that's a strange message in this time where so many of us are not together. But as JG reminded us earlier, you know, this comes to an end and we will be together again one day. We'll be able to get together in person. And I think back on the saga and I remember the Gungans and the Naboo. You know, they're able to beat the Trade Federation, but only when they do it together. And Luke goes to confront Vader, but he fails when he does it on his own. And he only succeeds against the Emperor when he has that help from his father. Moving ahead to the sequel trilogy, our three heroes, Finn, Poe, and Rey, do so much more together in The Rise of Skywalker. And you know, they're so much more powerful as a team. And Rey can only really finally fully vanquish the Emperor with the help of Ben Solo. And I think that's such a powerful message that we as fans can use and carry with us as we interact with each other online. And as hopefully one day we meet each other in person. You know, we're all friends here, and together we're just such a powerful force. And using this as a transition, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that sent in voicemails and DMs and emails. This show wouldn't have happened without you guys doing that. And, you know, again, that's an example of us doing this together. And you know, we're able to put together this nice little May 4th episode reminder. You know, what exactly Star Wars means to us. And so from the bottom of my heart, and I'll speak for Josh here as well, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for participating. Thank you for accepting us into your podcast family and having us on your playlist. It means more to us, really, than we could tell you. I know I can tell you 6 months ago, I wasn't sure who would listen to us, and I wasn't expecting to make friends, really, even. And I have. I've made wonderful friends so far. So thank you for that. I hope you guys have a wonderful Star Wars day. I hope that you are able to just, you know, sit back and relax and enjoy some of our favorite stories from a galaxy far, far away. And I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts on what we've put together here today. I hope it brings that nice little spark of inspiration to enjoy Star Wars just a little bit more. So with that, I just want to leave you all with a nice, healthy May the 4th be with you.